Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the show about growing, enjoying, and protecting your business.
But there is nothing like the sight of an amputated spirit. There is no prosthetic for that.
If you have a question for Terry, call now, 800-673-1728. Here's your host, Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Peter Baker. Almost said Bobby B. He used to do this for me. But now we've got Peter Baker all the way across the pond from England. So it's good to have him doing the call-in and call-outs on the show now. used him early on, and we kept him on just doing our outros. But we redesigned the intro of the show just so that you don't have to wait a minute and a half to get the show rolling, because I know your time is valuable and appreciate you spending the time with me and allowing me to speak into your business and try to encourage you in your life and take you to the next level. That's what it's all about, right? We're glad to have you on here. Hey, today is May the 2nd when I'm recording this. You'll probably be hearing this on May 3rd, May 4th, whenever our system publishes the podcast. But this will be the last podcast that I have before I go to Ireland. Gina and I are going on our 20th anniversary, and can't wait to do that. We'll be probably posting some video at terrywilson3.com. If you want to check that out, you can go over there and keep up with. We're going to be staying in a few castles and just driving all over the great country of Ireland. There's only one. I'm not nervous about flying. I've flown a lot. I've done this. Nothing has got me nervous except one thing, and that's just driving on the wrong side of the road. I just don't know how that's going to work out. But hey, for someone who has been in the insurance world and understands the value of insurance, we went ahead and got the proper insurance just in case I drive it off the cliff. But so anyway, we're looking forward to that. But hey, today I want to talk to you about specifically, it's going to be industry specific. So if you're not in the insurance business, you might want to just tune out today. I don't want to bore anyone that's not in the biz, but you might want to check it out just because what I'm going to show you today and how to grow your insurance business is going to be some valuable information that will help you grow any particular type of business. Because the principles I'm going to show you, regardless of what industry you're in, it works, because marketing is marketing. And, you know, one of the reasons why we've been able to grow our business, even though it sort of was birthed out of the music business from the marketing standpoint and then was adopted in the financial planning and insurance world, is because marketing is marketing. And then we've gone from just working with the financial and brokers and producers and just that whole segment to, you know, just about every space out there. If you got a business, it doesn't matter what industry you're in. They all have this one common denominator. You better have people to talk to, because if you don't have people to get in front of that need, want, and can afford your products, goods, and services, you do not have a business. And that's what we do at TerryWilson3.com. Through our tools, training, and technology, we show you how you can take your business to the next level simply by using some of these products. So today I want to talk to you and give you some strategies on how to grow your insurance business. And like I said, you can apply this to another industry if you're in a different one. The first thing I would encourage you to do, and I'll illustrate this through my music background as well, is drill down on the product that you're actually going to sell. You know, so many times I see these so non-effective and effectual ads by different insurance guys that says, hey, call, you know, John Smith for your home, auto, life, and health. Well, that's a nice little ad, a little blurb, I guess, but it's just, it gets lost in all the noise that people are exposed to. So if you're throwing up ads on social media, if you're putting up ads in newspaper, if you're buying yard signs and posting them, or you're buying billboards and it says, you know, it's got a little nice cut out of your face and it says, you know, your local Farm Bureau agent or nationwide agent or whatever agency you work for. And then you just say for the free quote on home, auto, life, and health, call, blah, blah, blah. That is so generic and so non-compelling, I guess is the best way to say it, that you're going to get some people, I suppose, if they are just in need right then and there, and it's on the top of their mind, hey, I need to, as like I was today, because I'm needing to talk to someone about our homeowners, you know, unless it's just a pressing thing right then and there and you hit them with that, you know, that ad is just non-effective. You're just not going to go anywhere with that. And the reason why, it's not specific enough. And so you've got to really drill down. You know, back when I was in the music business, I was approached by all of these different manufacturers. Hey, sell these Roland products, sell these Korg products, sell these Yamaha products, sell these Steinway products, sell these, well, you know, Fender products, Gibson products, Electro Voice, sell this, sell that. But I learned real quick, I mean, it's okay to be a dealer for this, that, and the other. But if I was ever going to really make money and really set my brand, my business apart from every other person online, catalog sales and everything else, to set myself apart, to bring some sort of distinction, I better drill down to the niche that I'm going to call on and what I'm good at. Because you can't be an expert at everything. And so what I did is I learned one particular keyboard that appealed to one particular type of demographic. And I learned everything about. Matter of fact, I started producing instructional videos on that particular product because they didn't have videos that would speak to a certain market. And I'll just be honest with you, it was a keyboard company that I was selling to the church market because that was the world I came from. I was a church musician. I was a worship leader. So I sort of knew what they wanted. I knew the problems that they had, and I knew how to answer those problems by using this product and how it would work and how it could do this and do that. And I could speak specifically to a niche using a specific, not just any keyboard, not just, you know, a particular type of keyboard, a particular manufacturer of a keyboard. And I mean, I just, you know, the cliche, the niches are in the riches. That's why. And I mean, it exploded my business. When I got into insurance, the same thing. I was being approached by people. Hey, sell this annuity, sell this property and casualty, sell this health product, sell this life product. And so when I first got into it, I mean, my head was swimming. I was like, my word, what can I do to make money? And, you know, I always tease entrepreneurs, but entrepreneurs look at opportunity. And opportunity to an entrepreneur is not only addictive, but it's intoxicating. And when you put an entrepreneur, that's why when entrepreneurs go off to these conferences and they get exposed to all of these wonderful ways of making money, they literally get drunk. I mean, they literally start spinning, you know, in circles, and they literally go nowhere because there's no direction. There's just raw excitement. And so if you find yourself in that in your business today, it might not need to be insurance. I mean, I can broaden this a little bit. I will encourage you, what really turns you on? What market can you speak to? What product can you get excited about? And then go after it. And the way that worked in insurance was I was new to that industry. I was new to that business. And so I wanted the low-hanging fruit. I wanted the product that was the easiest to learn, because once it was the easiest to learn, it's the easiest to consult, to teach, to train, and to sell. And so the easiest that I found was final expense life insurance, not just life insurance, but final expense life insurance, because, you know, it's pretty cut and dry. There's no college saving strategies here. There's no dual accounts like you have in income strategies and income growth like you have with universal life products. It's just, you know, you're going to die one day and you're going to have medical bills, funeral bills, potentially mortgages and balances that you're going to leave behind. And you don't want to stick your family with that. So you need this product. You need a final expense life insurance product. So that was, you know, pretty reasonable thinking to me. So I said, I'm not going to get distracted by all these other different products. And then the other thing I got to thinking was, who would be the most motivated to buy this product? And so I got to thinking, well, sick people, people that have an urgent need saying, hey, I can't get insurance otherwise because I've got these health issues. I've get turned down all the time. I've got, you know, I'm on the mortality table. I'm aging. And so that informed me who to start calling on. And that brings me to point two. Once you do that, you can then get into who to call on and who to get your products in front of. We get back from that, I'll get into point two about how to drill down on a list.
Hey, this is Terry. Just give a little pause for the calls here and thank our sponsors. You've heard me say it many times. Earners are learners, leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you have to grow the next level. And the way you do that is surrounding yourself with great content. And we give you really good content, free content from some of your favorite authors and writers, such as Tony Robbins, Gary Vaynerchuk, John Maxwell, you name it. They're over at terrywilson3.com/training. We have free audiobooks from Audibles. I've got training that I have done myself, and we have some training that's going to cost you as well, but we've got a lot of free stuff over there. So go to terrywilson3.com/training and get you some great resources to take your business, your money, your life to the next level.
Yes, Terry, this is Debbie Smart calling. I wanted to thank you for all your help since I became a franchise with your system. I have made two sales in a little over a week, and I've got like 2 to 3 people pending right now. So it's very, very exciting. I've never sold anything in my life. I work with people, but never sold anything in my life. You have spent so much time helping me, been so patient with me. It's unbelievable. Thank you very, very much.
You're listening to Dollars and Cents. And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Peter Baker. So you want to definitely drill down on the particular type of product that you're wanting to sell. And then not only drill down on the particular product, but even get into the thick weeds. Like there's all different types in that world of final expense products. Then I said, I want to go after guaranteed acceptance products that you can't get turned down. Then that way I can get in front of people that are diabetic, that are older, that have aged out in some particular underwriting products, or products that there are certain underwritten rules and whatever underwriting rules and regulations wouldn't allow that particular product. So I just said, you know, I want products that will fit anybody, right? And I want it to be accepted. So that sort of kept me from getting distracted by plan A and plan B, and this company saying, hey, do this. Hey, I would be able to screen my companies out saying, hey, do you have a guaranteed acceptance product? Will it go up to age 80? You know, blah, blah, blah. How is your point of sale? You know, because I talk on the phone. I want to be able to offer products over the telephone. So that allowed me to really weed out getting distracted by all these different companies and underwriting companies and all that and final expense products, and really just get one or two heavy hitters, you know, that I could work. And then it was just a matter of pulling lists that I could push to and lists that I could literally pull through. And what I mean by that, there's two different types of marketing. There's push marketing, where I'm pushing my message out in front of people. They didn't ask for me to call them, or they didn't ask for me to email them, or they didn't ask for me to drop a mail to them, or, you know, I am calling a cold list. I'm pushing my message out to them. Okay. So I would get what's called a filtered scrubbed list. It's filtered against demographical filters, their age, their income, their zip code. Because if you get strategic with your product, you know, certain products are going to fit a certain demographic. I know there's certain parts of the South that are going to have a area of people that can't afford, you know, certain products and need help with a different type of product. And because it's filtered by maybe age issues and different things that I can filter out, I can strategically speak to that person's need. So once you have your product drilled down, it's going to just sort of define who you're calling on. And when you've defined who you're calling on, you are going to be wildly successful. So quit trying to shotgun market out there and drill down. Who am I talking to? Who will find the greatest value? And I'm telling you, you are going to grow your insurance business. If you need more training on this particular subject, just go to leadsbyterry.com. I've got a training video up right there that'll show you step by step how to pull a list, how to call on a list, and how to close a list. Till next time. 90 degrees and freezing out here on my
own. I can't shake this feeling. You're listening to DSRadio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.